I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host, Tima at teams_GH on X. Lauren.
At Lauren Coyce on X.
Philippa at Philippa Acho on X.
Ella at LFCLs on X.
Really entertaining, this rubbish.
I thought we were going to come back to you.
So you could have your own moment.
Yeah.
No problem.
Can I intro myself?
Yeah, might as well.
Sure. Anita Abayomi, at Anita Abayomi on X and Instagram.
Do you want to explain what you're wearing?
Yeah, oh sure, I thought you'd never ask. Okay. I'm just wearing my Nigeria flag, seeing as Nigeria are soon to be crowned AFCON champions. And there's two people in here who tried...
Anyway.
Hey, it's not my fault. You guys got kicked out of AFCON.
She's not hosting today, unfortunately. So we move on swiftly. So big news coming out of Anfield today.
I'm smiling at her like that. First of all, you need help. And secondly, why did you all smile like that?
Why? Sorry, I sent my condolences off air.
I don't know whether it's news or whether it's the River Thames, but something is flowing and it's a lot of water.
Damn, it's our tears, man. It's our tears.
So Klopp's announced that he's going.
Yeah, man. Big shock.
How are we
feeling?
Big shock.
I'm shocked. I still haven't really processed it. I don't really want to, because the man will make me cry 100% at the end of the season. But we didn't expect it. Like, and you said, why are you just smiling at me?
You're still crying too.
I'm so sorry. I'm actually sad. Like, I'm sad.
Oh, you don't look yet.
No. It's actually a big loss for the Premier League. Sorry, Ella.
It's one of those that if you don't laugh, you'll cry, man. Because, yeah, what this guy has done for us for the last 8.5 years, damn. Big loss, and a lot of change is coming, man. A lot of change. And as for that Premier League, forget everything I said. We've got to go and win it, man. We've got to go and win it.
Okay. Anita, any comment on anything Ella has said, or Klopp leaving, or how you're feeling?
Do you know what? It actually is a big loss for the Premier League that Jurgen Klopp is leaving. And I really do feel like it will level the playing field a little bit better. I do think if Klopp had maybe another couple of seasons, you guys would be going toe-to-toe with Man City on a seasonal basis. So hearing that Klopp has decided at his own will to depart from your club is so bittersweet. Like, I don't know, part of me is like, oh my God, wow, Premier League's going to have a big loss losing Klopp at the end of the season. Cool. But then the other part of me is like, everybody else has got a chance now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else has a chance. Pep Guardiola is next, by the grace of God. And then normality will be restored. I've had enough. Mm. I've had enough. But yeah, it's really sad for the Premier League.
Pip?
Normality?
Normality.
Well, I don't know. Everything's a cycle in it. It's clearly sad. He's like a very good manager and has brought you lot out of the wilderness. Like, we all know what, yeah, you've had some interesting managers. Let's say it like that. Let me not, you know, ruin any relationships. You've had some interesting managers, but I don't know. It was just the fact that it was just a shock. I was actually in a meeting at the time and my phone was just like ping, ping, pinging off. And I know that you work for an unnamed newsroom. Mm. So
that must have been ringing in your ear all day.
Yeah, with no free the promo, but that must have been like really intense for you.
Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing?
Because he's not dead. He's just leaving.
No, I understand still. That. And this is actually something that we were talking about this earlier. I don't have a manager like that I've had an affinity to like that, so I can only imagine. Like,
always, but it burns.
Exactly.
It burns.
Football heart race is tough, though.
It's tough, man.
Like, right. I've seen it. I've felt it with players, but like, yeah, that must be.
Because remember, I said everyone goes before Klopp. I said even Anfield. Remember, I'll go and watch him in the park. For real, like, man.
Do you know, like, you see in the Bible where it says you shouldn't have idols over your God and stuff. Mm. Don't you think you shouldn't have an idol like Klopp over your actual club? Like, you're treading a very thin line.
Do you know what it
is?
To
the promised land. Yeah. How can you not idolise, realistically?
But then honestly, it's like, did they idolise Moses? Did Moses not take them to the promised land?
How are we getting biblical?
Oh, do you know what? It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
But let's roll that back. Because you have to remember, yes, it's the club before all, but if it's the person who's actually taking you to see certain things and he's not being pushed out, stop giggling, I can't look up.
I'm sorry, I can't help
he's
it.
Not being pushed, he's not being pushed out. Mm. It's not like a bad run of results. It's not something soured or we don't know, but like, it's it doesn't seem shock. Like there's something soured with him and ownership. It's just him being like, I need a break.
Yes.
That's tough.
Mm. And it's a long time until he actually goes as well. So,
what do we think about that actually? Would you have preferred him to say it a little sooner to the close of the season, or?
Well, he told the ownership in November, actually, that he was going. So it's kind of how long could they keep the secret for? I don't think that was an ideal time, because if we did it now, if we announced it now, we can start looking for a manager. Because even if they kept it quiet, someone would have leaked it.
Yeah, it always gets leaked.
Do you know what? I think... Once you've kept a secret in-house for a couple of months in this football world today, I don't think that could have got leaked at any point. Because if you're saying the owner's new since November, that means no one told no journalists. So maybe there's somebody in-house that's threatening him. I don't know. That's threatening something, to leak something. Mm. But there might be more things to unravel before the end of the season. But
even the announcement didn't get leaked. Like, it generally was, yeah. Like, whether it was Fab or whoever it was, they were all tweeting at the same time that the video drops. Like,
exactly.
It still wasn't even leaked, like, 10 minutes before.
But do you not think it is more to do with their preparations for next season? Yeah. So not necessarily that they didn't want to leak it, but they have to start looking for a successor.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But then everyone it's kind of like when we all go look for jobs, right? Everyone kind of looks for jobs when they're still in their job. Do you know what I mean? So even though
I don't, because that's in my contract.
Sorry.
Not me though.
Sorry. Just in case anyone's employer's watching, not everybody, not me as well. I'm not looking for another job. But just saying, like, when you're looking for new people to join your team, let me put it like that, new people join your team, you don't sit there and say it in front of their face, like, oh yeah, this member of our team is leaving, so we'd love to have you. No, you just scout the place to see if there's anyone better. Like, it's just normal to do that anyway. So I think there might be something else that's going to come out soon. Hopefully it's nothing big. Maybe it's Mohamed Salah's contract not being renewed. Maybe it's Chen not renewed. Van Dijk not renewed. Maybe the whole Liverpool squad is leaving the Premier League.
Wow.
That was wow. I really feel like she feels that if Klopp leaves and things go down on a downturn, that automatically means that things gone on upturn.
No. Wait a second. Ain't nobody said that.
Really. Thank you. So,
but look at her face.
Little Miss Pippity Pip.
Pippity Pip spoke.
You better relax yourself.
She's happy about it, though.
Yeah. She can't be happy.
Fam, why would you be happy?
Do you know what? I don't being even like, different. I don't even like, different. I don't even like Klopp. I think he's a nasty person. So I don't really care about him leaving.
Nasty?
Yeah, I've seen him be really nasty. I've seen him really be... When he loses, he's a different type of character.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
He's just like, he's a bad loser. Like.
No, but you can be a bad loser and still not be so disrespectful to journalists. I don't think
he's disrespectful. I just think he's very protective over his
players. He is disrespectful.
So if you ask him a stupid question, he's gonna bite.
I don't know. I think he gives really pathetic excuses. I remember seeing on Twitter years ago. Someone had made a collage of all of the stupid things that he had said. Left for the grass, birds, balloons, witches.
So for me, I don't even know. But I'm not a Liverpool fan. Mm. I don't think Anita's happy because she thinks anything will happen with Chelsea. Potentially, she's happy just because, as she said, level playing field.
Unless there's no repercussions for City, there's no level playing field.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Pep is just
genuinely.
City's got 115 charges.
Yeah, but unless something actually happens there, then how does the playing field get leveled? Because that's the team that's actually won the Premier League. Was it 3 or 4 times in a row? Is City, not Liverpool.
Mm.
And we feel like, you know, at the beginning of the season, everyone was like, oh, we want Liverpool. Not everyone, and not we. But a lot of people wanted Liverpool to take it to City. Mm. And so if you lose Klopp, you lose that machine for machine, no?
Yeah, but at the same time, like we said, there's 115 charges up against City as it stands. We don't know whether or not City will...
Still be here.
You know,
League One. Think about League One.
You never know, but Klopp leaving is a definite start to the Premier League leveling out. And to be fair, that's also not the reason why I'm actually quite happy. I'm actually quite happy because I see it spiraling. If Klopp leaves, that means, is Trent going to stay? Is Mohamed Salah going to stay? Is Virgil van Dijk going to stay? Who's next to leave? Because what if they bring in a manager that they're not too fond of? What if they bring in a manager that they don't see a future with? If Liverpool doesn't win the Premier League, if Liverpool doesn't win the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup, I think those are all the things that they're into right now.
The Europa League
as well. If they don't win, let's say, 2 out of 4 of those, then it's the kind of like, the question is, what does the future hold for Liverpool? Jurgen Klopp is no longer here. Is Virgil van Dijk going to sign? You guys are going to feel what we felt last year. You're going to feel it. When you got sanctioned, you're going to feel it.
It's always back to Chelsea.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. When we got sanctioned and when we were about to lose everything, boy, it felt like hell, wouldn't it? And like losing Klopp. It feels like hell right now, don't it? You don't know what players are going to stay right now. It doesn't feel good. I'm just like,
that's why she's smiling.
Some empathy. Yeah.
Misery.
Some empathy.
Company.
You need to get that tattooed on you.
I do. Right on my back.
But I think that's interesting. You think that will affect the players, but surely that depends on who's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Ella
has to be Javi Alonso. He's the only choice for me. The only choice. It must be him. You might look at me strange, but it has to be someone that, again, the players respect in terms of a status of a player. I don't think anyone else can come in and, I don't know, get the same love from the fans, not have all the players and so. No, please. He's already signed a new contract.
I was
I was
about to full name you, you know.
you know, just asking.
But nah, come it has to be Jabu. I know it's a bit early, which isn't ideal, but what you choice don't do
think
we have?
Do you think he's got the experience to handle players like Van Dijk, the Salahs, the Trents?
I think he's got the respect, and I think that's the difference.
The thing is, like, again, and I am bringing it back to Chelsea. Apologies, Lauren. Apologies, Pip. But
no need to apologise.
Thank you, Tima. I just remember, this is yours. Mm. This is your podcast today. I take my apology back. Just putting it out there, we thought that the players would respect Frank Lampard. We thought that Frank Lampard will come in, change the entire dynamic in the dressing room, blah, 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 right? And
on Derby.
It's not the same. How is it different?
because he's actually really good. Look at what's going on at Bayer Leverkusen. look at what's going on in the Bundesliga. I understand
but
what you're saying.
But the thing is that we can say look at what's going on in the Bundesliga, but we can also in the same breath say that the Bundesliga is the Farmers League at the same time. So then it's like,
should I really be looking at what's happening? Lampard didn't even do what he was meant to do.
Wait. I'm not saying it's the Farmers League, but I'm just saying that's the perception of that league, right?
I understand, but like,
lost a game this season.
So we're doing, doesn't take rocket science to lose a game in Bundesliga.
How many seasons has he been in the league?
That's a very big achievement. It's a year now.
A year of management.
But he also managed a Real Sociedad. Their B team. I'm not going to sit here and say that it isn't really soon.
It is extremely soon. And it's too soon for him. But back in the day, and obviously the game has changed massively, but back in the day you used to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument is, what's different from like a Pep going on to manage Barcelona? Literally. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying it's not the same as a Frank Lampard, because Frank Lampard was at Derby and didn't even do what he was meant to do at Derby.
Yeah, and also the Liverpool fans, the one thing I say about the Liverpool fans will give Xabi Alonso time.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be expected.
And he's got a good team. He's got a good team.
He'll get time.
He's got a Klopp team.
But he's still a very good team. Firstly, he's got a Klopp team. Secondly, I want to refute your statement about Frank Lampard didn't go to Derby to do what he was meant to do, because he did exactly what he was meant to do and he exceeded expectations. Just putting that out there for Derby.
They were supposed to get promoted, they didn't get promoted, he got to the playoff finals.
He got to the playoff finals, but they didn't get promoted. He got to the playoff finals, it was a step up. What was he meant to do at Derby? They said get our team promoted.
Yes. No. What? That wasn't expectation.
What was the expectation for his season?
They were mid-table club.
What are you talking about?
Was to get into the playoffs, not necessarily win it.
Anyway, I digress.
Why are we arguing about Frank Lampard?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Let's go back to Klopp.
So I actually think there are a few other candidates that I just want to kind of present to you and us to discuss. Mm. Obviously, Xabi Alonso, a lot of Liverpool fans, and he's been linked to the job. He's also been linked to Bayern Munich. That's the other thing that we... And possibly Real Madrid.
Mm. Yeah, but Real Madrid, Carlo Ancelotti.
He just extended.
Yeah, but his contract is also to go upstairs as well. So there could be room to kind of, if they wanted Xabi Alonso. What about, because I also think another name on that list is going to be De Zerbi. What do you think about that?
He's all right.
No, Lauren made me laugh, sorry.
I mean, he's all right. He's all right. I was speaking to... Me and Pip were speaking, like, he's good, but I don't know if he can be necessarily great at Liverpool. I think it is a big jump. And we were saying that he's flourishing in a very good Brighton system. Because Graham Potter, he looked good. He looked good at Brighton. And that's why...
Another name?
No. I refute it. No. We're not even going to discuss that.
I think Potter's in the ring for Palace, isn't it? That's what the rumour mill is saying.
And United.
Man United.
Manchester.
She said Manchester.
Scunthorpe United.
I mean, Manchester United.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, he was... Cool. Xabi is very clear. My first choice. But yeah.
The other name that I saw yesterday...
You're laughing, so I know it's going to be good.
Thomas Frank?
No.
Tommy Tuchel?
Nope.
You wouldn't take all of these coaches with a past experience of success, but you will take Xabi, who's had 1 year of first team coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, and two years
at Real Sociedad.
B team.
I said it's just first team. But do you know what? I just think that's a little brazy, personally, for me. But hey, that's... Your preference?
I think what you've got to remember about Liverpool fans, though. Liverpool fans are all about the
connection,
feeling.
Emotional connection.
They're all about the feeling. And we're all looking at this like, that's mad. But I think Liverpool's, even like we were saying, the Brendan Rodgers, the Kenny Dalglish, like, it's about your connection.
But it's different. I get that it's about connection and stuff.
which is fine. And I'm not speaking on all Liverpool fans' behalf, but once you've tasted success and you've tasted glory, Liverpool fans, they've moved a little bit different. Let's be real. Mm. Having the feeling is great, but if that feeling doesn't come with the success, then it's bitter, right? And I will use when, and not, I think it was last season. When's the season that you guys had loads of injuries and Klopp? I think you came fourth. And you just about scraped fourth?
No, they came third. We scraped third.
Yeah. We scraped fourth. And you just about scraped it, right? Mm. That season there was when I saw Liverpool fans get ugly. Not towards Klopp, just towards the players. And it didn't get ugly towards Klopp because Klopp has won us the Premier League, he's won us the Champions League. Mm. But he had that already in the bank for Liverpool fans, right? Mm. So if there's no success with the emotion, can that get ugly? And can you tie that down to Xabi Alonso so early in his career? I don't know. I think, I'm not saying Xabi Alonso is not a good manager, because from what he's shown, he is a good manager. But if you give him maybe a couple more years to build it all up, build up all of that success in the Bundesliga or wherever he wants to go to after, getting a manager right now for now, and then you see in a couple of years if Xabi Alonso is ready for the job. I don't think he's ready for it right now. That's just me.
I think whoever we bring in, it's not Jurgen Klopp. So it's already going to be, we're already going to be thinking, do you know what I mean? But the thing with Xabi Alonso, we already have that love for him. Mm. So we're actually, even though we're sad, we're a bit excited to see him come back.
He gets the most amount of patience.
Yeah. Like,
because, yeah, like, we, you know, if you put De Zerbi in that role, like, De Zerbi's a great coach. But at the same time, if it, I think it's a situation, if that doesn't work out, because whoever takes that job, to take that job after someone that's been there for so long, that's changed the whole identity of the club into their identity, it's a really difficult job for anyone to have to do it. But I think if there is a candidate, I genuinely think that where people are saying, okay, you know, teething problems, it's going to be Alonso. Mm-hmm. I think if it's De Zerbi, people will ask questions quicker. If it's Nagelsmann, whoever it is, they will ask questions quicker than they'll ask questions of Xabi Alonso personally.
So can I just ask Pip and Lauren, if you're a Liverpool fan, the other name I was thinking about is Hansi Flick, but I'm not, okay.
You know the deal.
So
right,
if you're a Liverpool fan and you're Ella, who do you think should be coming? Actually, and Anita, who do you think should be coming in and why?
This is not good podcasting. There was a lot of dead space. I don't know, because exactly what you said, if you're connected to the club before, you get grace. And all I can think about, even though it's not the same level, but all I can think about right now is Manchester United and then Manchester, like Sir Alex going David Moyes. David Moyes has done a great job at Everton. I trust him. And everyone thinking, so people like De Zerbi, like, unfortunately, no.
I'm gonna need a name.
But the thing is, I don't know. I think it's mad hard, especially the way that you play. I'm thinking about, like, the way that Liverpool play and who fits into that with these group of players. Sorry, I'm pleading the fifth. I can't. Have you got a name?
I don't have a name, but I think there would be what names which I wouldn't be disappointed by. I think based on how Liverpool play, if they brought in someone like a Nagelsmann, a Hansi Flick type, a Xabi Alonso, I wouldn't be disappointed at any of those three. You could rank them in order of preference. Probably Xabi Alonso would be the top. But I do think if it's a Graham Potter or if it's a De Zerbi, I just don't think they have the profile. I think Nagelsmann and Flick, for example, have the profile, and Xabi Alonso gets automatic profile because he's a club legend. Whereas I just think the other kind of options that you've given, it's a tough.
We're looking probably Nagelsmann over Flick, I think.
I was going to say
we're looking at Ange, by the way.
He's not going anywhere, so I don't understand.
He's a Liverpool fan.
I saw his on the front of one of the articles.
Yeah,
I was like,
looking
okay,
at him. Looking
anyways.
You're saying good luck, but it's not a,
if
not
you
a
did,
bad shout.
Anyway,
if he
that.
Did,
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, wait, Nita, I'm coming to you. If he did what?
Nothing.
Love you. I don't know if I can sit next to Lauren on that podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to be here for it.
Listen, let me be in the host seat for that one.
Boy, yeah, you say that.
He's not going to go somewhere after a year.
You sound a bit nervous about that.
No, I'm not nervous. Shaky. He's not going anywhere.
Anita.
Yeah, I was going to say Nagelsmann. I think maybe after the Euros, if Germany don't do too well, or if Nagelsmann does complete what he needs to complete with Germany, maybe Germany go on to win the Euros or whatever. Nagelsmann taking that seat. It won't happen. But if he does leave his post at Germany, I think he'll be a perfect fit for Liverpool, purely because he's had the pressure before. He's seen some sort of success before. He's young. He's well respected in the football industry as one of the youngest coaches. And I just feel like that kind of football will probably be more acceptable for Liverpool fans to watch and kind of build a connection with him. And he built a connection with the RB Leipzig mm-hmm. fans really well, and his connection.
Bayern. I don't think the Bayern fans wanted him to be sacked. To be fair, mm-hmm. they weren't even playing. They'd only lost three games or whatever.
I don't know. It got a little bit ticky online.
Because why was he sacked? That's what really concerns me.
That's more about politics.
Because they needed to move.
I heard it's because he came into training on a skateboard. I don't know.
So basically, because he's a nerd.
Because he only lost three games.
I think he's. Actually, let me not age myself. Anyway, he's young though. He's young.
He is quite young. He's in his 30s, I think. Oh yeah, he's in his 30s, and he'll be a good. Why are you guys laughing?
He will be a good
replacement for Jurgen Klopp, and he's another German manager. So
that's my problem.
Oh. You don't want no German manager.
No, it's not that. It's just he's constantly going to be compared with Klopp, and it's just not going to.
But I think whoever comes in is going to get compared.
That's why I said Jabby, because we already love him. We don't have to build our love for him.
Some of those Leverkusen players, Florian Wirtz, all of those.
Exactly.
People
that we could just bring.
Hey, just leave Xavi alone, man. I don't know, man.
We'll love him. We'll take care of him. We're not gonna.
But then when it's like 8 losses back to back,
it was only Roy Hodgson. It was only him where we were like,
leave Uncle.
That was bad. That was the only one. In our history, how many managers have we had? Not many.
Yeah.
Not many.
It is interesting though, because Anita and Timo make a really fantastic point in that, you know, bringing back, you never meet your heroes, right? Bringing back club legends can go very badly. But I do think that the profile on whole of Liverpool fans is slightly different. Like, Anita made a really good point about that once you've tasted success, you crave it more and more. But I think you guys are a little bit more patient.
Do you know a really cool story about Alonso? His best friend is Arteta. They grew up together. Yeah. And when Arteta was playing for Everton and Alonso was playing for Liverpool, they were like, because I think they met way, way, way back. Mm. So it'd be interesting to see whether, if he does come, what kind of happens to that, if they kind of develop that kind of rivalry, having
if
become.
If Arteta's still here.
Ooh.
It's true.
Ooh. That's a very, very good point. I don't think they'll sack Arteta.
There's
there's another job open.
There's a bit of a managerial merry-go-round. I haven't finished Liverpool, but. Xavi, who is a club legend, is about to leave.
But it's interesting over there because Barcelona as a whole have difficulties.
It's a mess.
They got problems over there. And so bringing a club legend wasn't going to fix that. And what was going on the pitch had links to things far, far beyond.
But he wanna leave.
Issues with getting people registered and stuff like that.
Mm. Paying salaries, playing refs.
They were already
I didn't say that.
No, the thing is they were already in so much debt before they lost the Messi revenue. As well. They're just a bit of a mess. To be fair, it's not a difficult situation to walk into. To manage. I actually think Xavi did a good job. Regardless of the hegedy that Barcelona do, they're still Barcelona.
Of course.
So I think in terms of that as a job opening, people like Arteta and whatever, especially like managers who are Spanish, they're still going to look at that job and think that's one of the pinnacles of my career to go and to manage
Barcelona.
Do you
think there's any chance of
Arteta going to?
Oh, Klopp wouldn't want to go to Barcelona.
If Klopp says he's tired,
he's not. He said a year minimum.
Bro, like if somebody is tired, you don't go to that Barcelona job. Maybe he's just tired of
Liverpool.
Nah.
She said it's a you thing.
It is not an us thing. I can promise you that.
What about Xavi?
Well, Barca? No.
Why?
He won the league. So?
I think we've discovered that Ella's shortlist is one of one.
Yeah.
It's literally Alonso or bust.
I don't think we should keep adding people because we're just going to reject them.
She said Alonso or bust.
For real.
That's so funny.
Damn, man.
Well, anyway, we've tried to, you know, we tried to be here for you. The two girls have given you the oracle. Godspeed.
Would you take Mourinho? Specialist in chopping and changing?
Mourinho.
So would you take him?
I would stop supporting Liverpool if we take him.
You wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't.
Mm. You wouldn't. Try me.
If we did.
Well, there's a really lovely club down the road from your ass.
For real. That's not
bad. We didn't stop supporting Chelsea when we had Benitez, you would not stop supporting Liverpool.
No, but Mourinho, we will never appoint Mourinho, but Mourinho is done, in my opinion.
I don't think he's there.
Oh, he's just starting.
Can you imagine him in FSG? Oh, it's like. Please. Forget it. He'll last a day.
Anita,
that's
a challenge.
Come on,
that's a
challenge. Sorry.
Uncle's there minding his business and all he sees is you winking and licking your lips.
I'm ovulating, man.
Listen.
You know the ovulation, boy. Ovulation week, boy.
So why are you ovulating every week?
I can't ovulate again. God.
Sorry, unfortunately, we're going to stay on the Liverpool chat because I wanted to kind of get Ella's opinion about how she thinks that this will affect Liverpool season going forward. Of course, your next two games are big, huge games. So on Wednesday, obviously, you've got Chelsea followed by
Arsenal
on Sunday.
Yep.
So which one? Which
Where
side?
Are they? So are they both Anfield? Or?
Anfield. And then away.
Liverpool's and Chelsea's Anfield.
Emirates.
Anfield and Emirates. Mm. Oh, damn.
How do you see those two games going? How do you see those two games going and how do you kind of see a Klopp leaving affecting the rest of Liverpool season?
Well, it's going to affect it, I hope, positively. We look good today. From like the insiders, the players are like, let's make it a season to remember.
They're
going to slap
both ways. Us 6-0. They're going to slap Chelsea.
Nah. I think it'll be close. Okay. Like,
I hope not. But
so do I. Yeah. But
I just want to watch a good game.
It's never Liverpool Chelsea is never a good game.
It's always a draw.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm smiling with ages. Hope. I really hope. Because I really can't watch another one of you lot's games again.
I'm really frightened. Like before the announcement, I was fine. But after the announcement, I was shooketh. Only because is Trent gonna be back for that game?
Oh, he came back today.
Boy, Trent's gonna die on that pitch.
No, but Salah's hamstring has to pretend the hamstring's still gone because Egypt's are still in. So, you have Salah.
The thing
we
is,
we will not have Salah. No,
that's fine. But then Jota's gonna cook. Nunez is going to cook. Then he'll bring on Gakpo to come and cook. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Nunez is in form.
A manager. It's kind of like...
Nunez watched the tapes.
When you know your manager, like for example, when you know your manager that you actually like, his job's on the line, that's when you start playing really well. Remember Man United, whenever Ollie was about on the brink of getting sacked, they will go out and bust up 10 out of 10 performance. This will be the same thing. First game at Anfield in the Premier League since Klopp announced his retirement.
It's not the
well,
first
not
game,
retirement.
Second game.
In the Premier League.
Premier League.
That Anfield's one is going to be rocking. Two, they are going to fight for their lives against Chelsea.
It's not the first time that's happened to Chelsea and they turned up and won.
Okay. Well,
I'm not saying they're going to. I'm not saying they're going to.
They're
going to
be there with the skulls.
They're going to be there with the skulls. You'll never walk alone.
Everybody's going to be slapping that Anfield before they walk out. Boy.
But it also happened when they were going to win the league under Brendan Rodgers.
That was Brendan Rodgers, man. We won't speak about that.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think because obviously Chelsea and Liverpool play again in a cup final.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to lie. I'd rather you guys take this win here so we can slap you in the final. Personally. Final's a different ball game.
I'm worried about the mental health of other gold diggers
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Forfait, yeah. And it, someone needs to go with her so she's not by herself.
What, to the final?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so going.
She goes.
I'm going to the final. No.
What about you,
we did, we tried to do a welfare check.
Exactly.
We did it. We did what we did.
Every man for themselves. If I see that we are going to lose, I need to get to the station before everybody else does, because I'm not going to stay in the traffic. I've been to Wembley 2 times against Liverpool and watched our team
lose.
So
why are you going again? We need to win. Stay at home.
Hello, I want to get paid.
Oh, wow, okay. She said you were gin.
Hey, whoa. I'm not going to lie. If I'm getting paid to be there, if we lose, all right, it's not my problem.
Okay. So, Faye, please don't attend.
It's a Faye issue. Yeah.
It's Tima's message.
No. I never said that.
No, no, for her to come for her, you go, Tima!
You know the type of emoji she's going to send me.
Oh my god.
I can't. Yeah. We can't speak about it in public.
For the purpose of our viewers, guess the emojis that Faye sent in our chat.
Underneath. Actually, no, maybe not. Maybe
not.
No. Don't put it underneath.
Brands are going to look at our comments. Put it in the comments. On here.
Maybe it will give them give them sympathy for us. And then it'll sponsor us.
Mm. Yeah, sponsor us, man.
This is the second week in a row we've called out for sponsorship. The deck's coming.
Sorry.
Tima, what do you think about facing us again in the final? I'm fed up with you guys, by the way. But
I'm gonna reserve my comments to myself.
Why?
You'll hear from me soon.
Because she's quietly confident, but she doesn't want egg in her face.
No. Never said that.
So much talk of egg in this. Sorry, I should
have. Would you like some
again.
Egg? Just kidding.
And see, when I cuss out people's mums, then people are going to be like,
wow.
But you can see the type of provocation that I get.
That was your own countrywoman.
Yeah, but why it was a common phrase. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Why did you need to add to it?
What? If I asked you for one egg?
You asked me that how many times over the last
Anyway, week? Tima, we want to understand what are your thoughts?
Mm.
Why does the egg rattle you?
Sorry, apologies.
If I cuss out people's mums,
my mum will make you some egg.
Tell her, I'll tell her how I would want specific.
The boiled
omelette.
No, you get boiled.
No, I don't want a boiled egg.
If our viewers are confused, Ghana went out of AFCON.
Don't understand context. With the egg. Mm. All you need to say is egg.
We might have a multicultural diversity.
Tima, what do you think?
I was just explaining, you know.
Yeah, I think on paper, obviously, it looks like a pretty, probably straightforward win for Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
I think on paper, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool going, you know that Liverpool are going to go into there as favourites. You know that Chelsea, you don't know what Chelsea are going to turn up. And actually, probably by the time we play you, Salah and his asthmatic self would have recovered from injury.
Oh, everybody. Including Thiago, by the way. I saw pictures.
We've got pictures.
He's back.
Anyway,
go on.
So everyone's going to be back for that. So
yeah, pretty much.
On paper, it looks like Liverpool going to. On paper.
Hello.
I mean, something that's a positive for you is that Alisson won't play. So.
What's up with Alisson?
No, because he'll stick with Kelleher.
Oh yeah. Sorry for the final. My bad.
He just needs to make a better decision than that and play Alisson.
For real.
But does it really matter? Didn't he play Kelleher last time and we still lost? Like, it
but
doesn't
Kepa,
matter.
Isn't it? Kepa. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. So we'll see. Was it February 25th?
Maybe Sanchez will be back, so he'll balance.
No, we don't need Sanchez back. We're
Sanchez
fine.
Is better.
Do you think he's better than
Sanchez? But the only number one he should be holding up is some Jo Malone perfume that has number one on the bottle, because he should not be anywhere close to that Chelsea goal.
That's the vault one, isn't it?
I was going to say the Audi one, but for purposes.
God damn.
Anyway, so did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, fair. Yeah. So what were we thinking about the Tuesday game, Wednesday game? Personally, I don't know if I can. I really want Liverpool to go easy. It's my birthday. I do not want the ending in tears. Aww. So hopefully it. You know what?
I'm going to have a special birthday message for you.
Because if they don't do well on the Sunday, and guess what? I'm going to be cussing out some players. I'm probably the ownership too. But
pretends to be shocked.
How do you think the game's going to go?
Big positive that Trent is back. Played half an hour today. Looked good. So Bozlai back as well. I think we should win quite comfortably on paper, but I think Chelsea, it's never straightforward with Chelsea. I mean, the 1-1 draw earlier in the season. I can't even remember the last time we actually beat you. Like, in normal time. It's been a few years.
The last time there was actually a win was Chelsea won at Anfield.
So it's been a while.
Miss Mount.
It's been
last
a
season
while.
We drew both games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How did we manage that?
God knows.
That 0-0 draw was one of the worst games I've ever watched.
The 2-2 was fire though.
Yeah.
That was fire.
Yeah.
Pip.
1-1.
You don't think it's going to be a win?
You don't? Oh,
Liverpool at home, you know.
Do you know? I think they're going to have a battery in their back. But you guys have this weird thing where you'll play not great one game, and then the next game, all of a sudden, all of your whole team is like Perlo. Like, what I have no understanding. I don't know how you cope, but I think this is one of those games where you're actually going to hold your own. I just feel like, because you want to spoil the party.
Who's scoring goals for Chelsea? Oh, Palmer, probably.
It's just going to say, I'm being told that Cole Palmer's, so...
Being told, you should see that he's...
Whatever, the point of the matter is...
Let's not do this again.
We're not doing it.
I wasn't here last time.
Wait, Tipping, do you agree? Hmm? Do you agree that he's the best under 25?
Cole Palmer. Ella, please.
Yeah, do you
agree? Cold Palmer.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Do you agree that
I love Kudus, man. Like, Mohammed, Momo.
But the fact of the matter is, yeah, you have these games. I think that you,
oh, you don't want me to
party.
Continue
the...
Pimster, let's cut this.
I want to cut it.
I need another meme. I need another meme from you.
Nah. That was too
Wrap
good.
It up!
Okay, so you think 1-1. Lauren?
2-0 Liverpool.
Anyway.
Why don't you want to hear her reasoning? Or no?
What's the reasoning of 2-0?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I think Anfield, I agree with it. First Premier League game since that was announced. All the regular season ticket holders there. I think they'll make it a proper atmosphere. Liverpool will go for it. I don't think Chelsea will be able to cope.
Mm. Anita?
3-1 to Liverpool. Cole Palmer penalty.
And I think Chelsea could win 2-1.
Okay.
The Lulu.
Cold it's Palmer her birthday. Birthday.
But
Chelsea, asked for a prediction, not a birthday wish.
But I think Chelsea have played in that environment before. I've seen Chelsea play when their back's against the wall. I've seen it at Anfield this season. This season when we went to Tottenham, our back's against the wall. We came away.
They had nine men.
Yeah. Backs against the wall, even when they had
11 men. After their second goal was ruled out, Chelsea started to play well. I've seen them against City as well.
From 20 minutes.
But my thing is, the atmosphere at Tottenham Hotspur, no disrespect, the atmosphere at Tottenham Hotspur versus a rowdy Anfield,
it's
not comparable.
It's over.
You know no, it's not.
The thing is, don't get me wrong, Ella, you guys, you have your silent moments.
We do.
But when the atmosphere is atmospheric, Anfield is it's a force. And I feel like we've seen this before.
Mm. We'll see.
I don't know, man. And besides, we haven't come on, we haven't had a game away against a top six team where we've really given them a good game. We went away to Man United and we lost.
Went away to Tottenham in 1-4.
With 9 men, and it wasn't even a convincing 4-1. Like,
we battered them. At the end. We battered them. As I said, from the moment their second goal was disallowed, we battered them.
And right. there was about 5 minutes in between the second goal disallowed and Romero's red card. There was 5 minutes.
But we still did. We still battered them from that moment onwards.
So we went from backs against the wall to battered in 5 minutes. Okay.
Next question.
You lost 4-1.
Oh, Pip, do the meme. Wrap it up.
I think 2-1, by the way. 2-1 Liverpool.
2-1 Liverpool. Mm. Okay. And then followed by, see, this game, I need you guys. If you lose, need us. You need to come proper, yeah, okay?
You can go away.
You're going to go away to the Emirates.
Please.
That would be ideal.
Thank you.
You're going to go to the Emirates. They're going to sing a song that is not even true. North London forever. They're a South London team.
Where's the dog?
Where is the dog? Where is the dog? They'll be having winning in that dressing room, doing the team talk. I need you guys to listen.
Like Basil Brush, oh my god.
Compose yourself, guys.
Laura's crying. Oh god.
I need you guys to get it together. Remember who you are. Do not go and...
Oh, my God, not team up with the Liverpool.
I know.
Team
we need to put you in that dressing room.
I can't even stand Liverpool. Do you know what team I can't stand more than Liverpool? Arsenal. Listen, do not get distracted. I want a 3-1 slapping.
I'm hoping for more, to be honest, because the game a couple of weeks ago, we didn't play well, but it was a snatch and grab. But we've got Van Dijk back, at least. We've got Trent fit and firing again. So Boslai back, McAllister back, looking good. I think this is the game that if we win it, they'll be quite confident going for the lead.
Do you think so? Because I'm expecting Arsenal to beat Nottingham Forest. So yeah. Do you think if you beat Arsenal, if Arsenal lose this game, it's them out of the title?
I think it'll be I think it'll be between us and City, because how many points would that be if we win?
I think you're...
We're already five ahead.
Five, so that would
be eight. Yeah.
And then in the other way round, if Arsenal win, do you think they're going to be smack bang in that title race?
Yeah. But realistically, I still think City are the ones to beat. Ooh. They're coming strong. Yeah, I've always said City, for sure.
Pip?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say they're out, because they're not out until they're mathematically out, really. But I don't think Arsenal are feeling it this year. I don't think I really feel like they were really... At this point last year, they were definitely up for it, for sure.
They hadn't bottled it then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That wasn't me this time.
Because it's real talk.
Sorry, I got my timelines wrong.
What's going on?
Dates mixed up.
But yeah, I feel like if it's a heavy defeat as well, like in not necessarily just the scoreline, but just in the way, if they don't look as good as you do, then I think their, you know, mentality takes a tumble. But again, the game hasn't been played yet. We have no idea. And if they do beat you, then that could turn it in its head, 100%. But I think, how much longer have we got? This has been really quiet transfer window.
Trust me, that is going to be the next topic. I know we spent a lot of time speaking about Liverpool, but this January transfer window, it's like, honestly, that's when I knew there was a cost of living crisis, and it does actually also affect football, because why is no one spending any money?
Because your lot's FFP is in the floor.
Yeah,
not going to lie, it's an FFP problem for us.
Not Spurs.
Newcastle.
Other clubs.
Thank you, Lauren.
Newcastle as well.
Finally, the Daniel Levy well-run money not spent is finally working.
You guys got...
Yeah, we can't... I think there's a couple of people that we've got our eyes on, but we can't spend until we've sold. and it's looking like people like Benrahma, which I think it's time for Niles, which is really sad because he loves the club and I love him, but it's time. But yeah.
And it's hard because the European clubs are broke. So trying to shift your players outwards to somewhere that's not Saudi at the moment is really difficult.
Saudi, people are trying to...
They're trying to come back.
They're trying to come back. Yes, let's say that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah. So it's tough because, like, if you can't shift your players to you, like your Serie A's or your La Liga's or wherever you typically would try to shift them, then you can't buy.
But yeah, who mentioned Newcastle?
Me.
Yeah, because that trouble. they're in trouble.
They have to sell. They have to sell. Or probably be Bruno or Isak that they will have to get rid of.
And that's crazy.
Well, there's talk of Callum Wilson and Trippier.
I saw there was talk of Callum Wilson to Chelsea.
As well.
With his paper mache hamstrings. No, thank you.
But I think it just means, I think Newcastle will hang on to them now, but will need to sell before the 30th of June, like when the financial year closes. So I think we'll see a lot of sales in that month where typically we wouldn't see it. But
well, do you think there is, so I think actually, particularly in January, even though we've got, what, 4 days left, three days left, do you think it will just take one sale and then the rest will kind of really follow? Well, I feel like everybody's waiting for one sale to kind of really make their mark, and the prices as well of the certain situations.
I feel like Tony was the one everyone was keeping their eye on, but it looks like he's staying. So
is no one going to afford that?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like everyone was worried about what was going to come up with the FFP results and stuff. So everyone's just kind of held back and said, okay, maybe we don't spend this month to see what actually happens. And it's just, I guess it's just precaution. So if the team's in debt or something, or like they have 115 charges like Man City or something, at least they'll be... In January, they haven't spent a lot of money or any money, so they don't be put in the minus or in deficit. I don't know. It might just be because of the actual results of the FFP.
I mean, it's always the quieter window anyway at the team, regardless. But I think everybody is extremely mindful of their bottom sheet. Like,
they want Everton treatment. Two rounds of charges in one season.
That's the two rounds of charges is just how can you
double jeopardy thing, like,
free
mark, how can you already punish me for a year that you're now including in, huh? So I'm going to be punished twice. And then even the Man City thing, like...
Could they be punished again if it's still the same rolling year?
Yeah, this is what makes me laugh. But then also with the Man City thing, it's like one of their things is, oh, you didn't respond to us in time. How can you appeal that if the people that you were meant to respond to are also the people who are charging you? You can't appeal to the person that you're meant to have done wrong, because they're just going to say, no, we're throwing it out. So I don't know. It's a weird one.
It's a bit of a mad one. Right, I think that's enough Liverpool chat. I know we didn't go deep into the Arsenal chat, but obviously we'll have another episode next week, and then that will kind of have a bit more look ahead in a bit more detail. Hopefully Chelsea win Liverpool in the mud. But anyway, let's move on. AFCON. Pip, tell me how you're feeling.
I want people to understand something, yeah? Before anything else, I'm a Ghanaian woman. And then after that, I'm a West Ham fan. I want you to look at my country. I want you to look at my club. And I want you to look me in the eye and tell me, have I not suffered enough? But the thing is, because I've suffered so much, nothing fazes me. 90th minute, 2-0 up. That's nice. 97th minute, 2-2. That's nice. I don't care. I've actually lost. This is why when everything was flinging in the chat, even before, like, we left. Stop smiling at me.
Sorry.
Even before we left the competition.
I'm so sorry.
I you cannot force. These people don't care themselves. How can you force me to care? You cannot force me to care.
Caduce cares.
He does, and that's why I'm really glad that he's a West Ham player.
Did you see that interview?
Honestly, that's going to be a meme. Really, it reminds me of, you know, like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you to all
and
the
I
fans.
I wish I could have that, but it's like, I'm 32 years of age. I don't know any different.
I can't lie. Kudus is the only one who deserves a Ghanaian baddie. The rest of them, they should be walking that Kumasi to Accra Road and be flogged every single step of the way. They should stop outside the Michael Essien statue and get flogged even harder, and then make their way to Accra, because it was an absolute disgrace.
Just stick them in a bone shaker.
Goalkeeper
The ball is going out for a goal kick.
Oh, he just tapped it in it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
He grabbed it like he was grabbing Nyash. Like, just, why are you touching the ball? Why are you doing it?
Because he's been doing stupidness like this all tournament.
Apparently he's a third choice keeper in some, I think, is it South Africa?
No, it's like, oh, I don't know. Do you know what? But this is my thing. I don't care. All I know with regards to football, with the exception of last June, is nonsense. Nothing fazes me. You cannot upset me.
I was speaking broken tree. That's how bad it was. I was even making sense. I didn't even know I had the ability to do that. But I even went on Ghanaian football Twitter space to try and get off my chest how I was feeling, because the thing is, as soon as the Andre brothers, Tweedledee and Tweedledum came on.
I can't believe this.
In
2024,
again, I don't want to ruin potential relationships in the future, but there's something to be said why certain people still get chosen for team selection. It bothers me.
Jeffrey Schlupp did not get selected because of politics.
Let it stop. Let it end now. It's enough. You've embarrassed yourselves too much.
The thing is, you can get rid of Chris Hughton, who deserved to be sacked, by the way. There was absolutely no excuse.
Yeah. Mm.
You can get rid of the brothers. You can get rid of a lot of players. But until the Ghanaian FA take it seriously and take themselves seriously, there is nothing going to change in terms of that Ghanaian national team.
The thing is, and this is like a wider conversation. It's not just us. There are many, many teams who have this issue in itself. Grassroots is a problem even in this country, let alone in these West African countries, let alone in ours, right? So a lot of work has to be done, but it has to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that a lot of these tournaments, like, they roll around and they're like, okay, let's do it, let's play, and all of this. Are you intentionally trying to improve football in this country? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, then you don't deserve trophies because you're not trying.
Oh, what do you want to say, Nita? What do you want to say?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, you guys aren't the only freaking country that hasn't improved their football.
No,
like,
other countries are about to win the AFCON.
No, but I get your point. When you look at, for example, like what Morocco have done over recent years, like, they're now seeing that pay off in terms of, because they're doing it on the women's side as well, in terms of actually investing in their football structure and building that grassroots system and building a system where you don't need to go abroad, so to speak, to be able to make it to a certain level. You can see where it is working, but if you have a nation where they don't care.
And I'm not saying it's just us. I'm saying it's a widespread thing. It's not just an African thing. It's happening in other...
Jamaica. Look at the JFF, man. They embarrassed themselves.
So, and Anita's sitting there because she's smiling because obviously they've made it out of the rounds of 16 and it's like, you know, fantastic for you. But... Sorry, some of the jokes really hurt my feelings, and I hope whoever's next crushes it on your head.
Do you know how many eggs I received on that Monday night? So many that I could be exporting.
It was the fact that they were moving to the other chat.
Yeah.
Follow you. You'd already left.
You got to stand tall. You got to stand tall, man.
No, I don't have to do nothing.
You don't have to do nothing but be black and pay a tax.
Exactly.
Word to boy, stand tall.
Be black and pay my taxes. Yes. Anissa, what do you want to say, man? You've got your little scarf round your neck.
How do you actually feel that Nigeria played yesterday? Let's really be serious.
I think they played with courage. And I feel like they are very underrated in this entire competition. I remember a lot of us believed that they weren't going to make it out of their group. And now they're in the quarterfinal. Their performance yesterday, I would say, is probably their best of the tournament so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not hard.
The goalkeeper was terrible too.
Fair. Okay.
No. Credit to Nigeria, but the goalkeeper.
You need to talk lying out the goal like that was.
I wasn't even being shady. I was trying to let you talk.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to let.
No. Go.
I mean,
Lauren and Ella are basically Nigerian fans. So.
No, they're not.
They are.
Well, she got a Nigerian grandparent. Don't know how much we want to talk about her on podcast, but yeah,
she's got connections.
Yeah. But anyway, Yeah, I'm just happy about how they played yesterday. I don't know what more you want from me. I don't think we're gonna get to the final. I'm soaking this all in right now.
Really? Why don't you think you're gonna get to the final? Just before you were saying you're gonna win it.
Sis, I'm not being funny. This is all semantics. I'm just happy that I'm in it and you're not in it. That's just it. As far as the quarterfinals go, I don't think we play well enough to take it all the way. Yes, we had a good performance yesterday, but at the same time, there's still gaps in our play where you think, you look at Iwobi, for example. Iwobi that missed the goal and it was right that in front shot. Of him. It was him and the keeper right in front of him. He missed the goal unprovoked. He shot straight and it went out for a goal kick. Things like that. Things like Osimhen losing the ball in the weirdest of spaces and then trying to trap back. Then there's a whole gap in defence because everyone's trying to help Osimhen. The defence is trying to get up the pitch so that if Osimhen does get the ball back, they can all hoot the ball forward. I don't like the way we play the football. You know, the football is like old school Premier League football where you hoof the ball up. Someone's going to get it. Someone's going to be there. Someone's going to score. I don't like it.
But if it's not going to be Nigeria, who?
I don't know.
I think
it'll be Senegal. Yeah. I still think it'll be Senegal. But I will say that the performance, I think the defensive performance yesterday by Nigeria was enough to take them to the final. If they defend like that and be resolute, because like Calvin Bassey, for example, had a fantastic game.
He's been fantastic. Like, him and Ola Aina, they've been fantastic.
If they defend like that, then it's enough. And then it just relies on
you don't need
or whoever.
Football,
or
just win your games.
Yeah, you just need to win the
results,
games. Because if you stop conceding,
literally, you probably the best defensive record so far. So
that's all nice, but you can defend goals all you want. If you're not scoring the goals at the other end, then what? What happens if
you
come up against?
One, then you only need one or two.
But what happens if you come up against a team that's better defensively? What are we gonna do then? Because when you think about it, the space that we were given yesterday is not the space that we're probably going to afford to have in the quarterfinal, in the semi-final, in the final. We got given so much space, we only scored 2 goals. We should have been 4-5, 6-0 up at one point, and we weren't. I don't want to be the pessimist. I don't. I'm very proud of where we are right now, because before, weren't we drawing to teams like Somalia or something?
Yeah.
Like, we were drawing to teams where we should
be
beating.
Nice.
No, we did too much drawing, babe. You're saying it must be nice. We drew too much.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I did come into the competition believing that Nigeria weren't going to win it anyway. If we do win it, I would be shameless and I'll come back and I'm pretend this episode never happened.
I'm
don't
not
get me wrong.
Be on that episode.
That's fine. I'll catch you. But yeah, if we do win it, that would be absolutely amazing. I'm super proud of where we've come right now. But as a team, I think the next AFCON, we'll probably be able to have more talent in our squad, and the talent that we have now, like Lookman, like Bassey, like Ola Aina, like Joe Rebo, all of these lot, they would have stepped up a level to the point where, okay, we can go into AFCON thinking this is the team that is going to win AFCON. But right now, happy for where we are right now.
Look at Nigeria and France trying to be humble.
Yeah, man, we can be humble. The fuck. I don't know why you're laughing. Couldn't even get in.
Can you stop sending me egg emojis?
No. No.
You will be blocked.
No, that's fine. I'll find you. I'll find your emails. I'll find your work email. I'll find everything. And I'll send you an egg every day.
Blocked on all platforms.
And I've
She's
going to
send you a pound. And then the reference.
I have your address.
It's going to be
I
an
will
egg.
Mail you egg.
Do you know I've actually moved, so.
Don't worry. Who lives at your other address?
None of your business.
That's fine. Whoever lives there, they'll be getting an egg every day.
None of your business. Police. Met police. Can I file a harassment case?
You won't know where it came from.
Cool. Anyone else want to say anything about it? Do you think anybody else, do you think that Nigeria definitely don't win the AFCON? I know a few people said Senegal. Is there any other teams that we think? Maybe Morocco?
Nigeria have Morocco on their side there. Half, so I think that will be the toughest. If they can get by Morocco,
don't you have Angola next? We've got Angola next,
and they're scoring a lot of goals.
They play good. That's the football that I like to see them to see watching. They are playing good football. The quality of AFCON this time around is completely different to the quality we saw the last 2 years, 2 years before that. And that's why when I say I'm proud of Nigeria and where we've come, but Angola are playing better football than Nigeria right now. And that is something that we will need to work on. Yes, our defence is good, but how are we going to cut into those spaces that Angola are going to leave for us? Are we going to waste our chances like we did? Who did we play yesterday again?
Cameroon. Are we going to waste our chances like we did against Cameroon? Because if we are, there's no point of me believing that we can get to that final.
I think the one thing that Nigeria, it's just individual quality. Yes, it needs to come out, but I think even against Angola, there's more individual quality in the Nigerian team. But it's just it's got to shoot at the goal, not straight, and all of these things.
Man.
It's
we all said at the same time,
how did you just shoot straight? It was like, you know, like when you shoot on FIFA, but you forget to do the joystick, and it just comes off.
I literally said that, and I was told,
you just press circle. I don't understand. Like you said, we've got more individual quality. We've got players that play in the top five leagues in the world, and not even for rubbish teams. They play for good teams. And Victor Osimhen, he's been trying. He's been one of the best players in Nigeria at the moment. But he needs to do more. For somebody that is one of the best players in Syria, you need to be undoubtedly the best player in that Nigeria team. You know, Chelsea's going to buy you for 100 million plus in the summer. You're there rocking it up with Didier Drogba. We are going to buy him.
No, I saw the video. I was like,
I hope not. Okay.
Drogba's doing the work, isn't it?
Drogba's really Uncle Drogs! But yeah, if we're going to buy him for 100 plus million, that's the price on his head. Like, he needs to take this team by its balls and just do better. That's all. I just know that he can do better.
Do you think he's overawed by the occasion? Because he does not look the same way.
I thought he was alright yesterday.
He was good yesterday.
Much better.
Like he was giving everything yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was much better.
Yeah, he was better.
But again, it's because Cameroon gave enough space for that. And once Cameroon went a goal down, it just opened up like this. And even from that, Victor Osimhen still didn't do enough for me.
Get your head at the goal.
I never said anything. I don't know what Pip's talking about.
Did that sound sexual?
No, you didn't.
I never said nothing. Whatever. I just never said anything. So who do you think is your player of the tournament?
Oh my God.
I never said that. That is your own mind.
I can't believe you just said you want to eat Victor Osimhen's Nyash. That's crazy.
Wow. How did we get there?
You just said Nyash.
Yeah, but no one said anything about eating it. What's going on?
That went sideways.
Next question.
So last point on the AFCON. And then we're going to move on to our final topic. Who's been the player of the tournament so far for you guys?
Next question.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to keep it a stack. I don't know.
It's a tough one. Too early?
Yeah. Too early.
Not even going to lie to you. I think because lots of teams have got like lots of standout players, but then also lots of teams haven't had standout players. Yeah. It's too wide open.
Yeah, it is quite. I think it's a bit mad that
Ivory Coast has sacked their coach and now they've gone through to
that. That was crazy.
Oh my God. That was crazy. They talk about, how do you pronounce his name?
Herve Renard.
But that's disrespectful to the French women. But how can you be, I'll be what your manager on loan?
To borrow him.
Like, come on.
Has that been done before?
I want to say, but we're going to have to cut the cameras before I say it.
Has it been done before?
Oh, is he going to say
it? Cut the cameras.
What was you going to say?
Don't matter. I hope he doesn't. I think it's not. It'd be great for Ivory Coast, but I don't think that's a good look.
No. Oh, I see. So anyway,
maybe cut out this entire part. Next.
Moving on.
Wrap it up!
Wait, hold on. Are we not going to talk about Onana going back to his first home? I can't believe Onana is coming back to Manchester United, not playing a single game for Cameroon.
He's disgraceful. He did play and he was disgraceful.
He was terrible.
He's a disgrace.
How do you arrive the day before?
The day before.
Everyone else turned up on time.
For Manchester United game that you didn't need to play, you come, and now for the second game that you had, all you were doing is holding the speaker going into the stadium.
Bro.
Was he even good at that?
I'm even hearing that the teammates didn't want him to play.
You're disrespecting your country.
I don't even want to mention him because he's a disgrace.
How dare you think that playing for your club, again, like you said, a game you did not need to play. Everybody else has come. Everybody else has sacrificed. And you turn up. And then the fact that he had the gall to be fighting, wanting to play that day, like all of those, I don't know whether they were actually talking about it, but it seemed like it. Like he wanted to play that first game. Mm. No, hold the bench.
He just needs a reality check. I mean, and the worst thing about it is I would not have been surprised if I saw his name in that United lineup today. Because you just think he's just, I don't know. I always think you've got, like, even as a fan, sorry, it's country before club. In a way of, if you're there, the highest honour as an athlete should be representing your country. And you disrespected your teammates.
But even, I'm even looking at Manchester United sideways, because would they do that for the England national team? They wouldn't keep Marcus Rashford until the opening game of the Euros if they were playing. Who were they even playing?
It was definitely a game Iran? That he did not need to.
Man United game.
Spurs.
If it was that way, like, they wouldn't do it. No. It's disrespectful to everybody involved. No. I think the only people who come out of it looking with any credibility is Cameroon. No.
I look at it as, if you're not at Man United, who's really going to take your spot? Like, no one's going to take your spot. Just a little one, two rumours about Man United looking for a new goalkeeper. It had you saying, oh yeah, I'm going to stay until the day before AFCON begins, the day before that we were supposed to play. I think it's pure disrespect. Nobody would do that for the England camp. Mm. Nobody would do that for the Italian camp, the German camp, none of the European countries. And Onana has single-handedly, by himself, shown the things that, no offence, but people that aren't African believe that AFCON isn't that important. Mm. Mm-hmm. You can't stay at your club the day before AFCON starts and demand respect from your peers. No, your peers are going to be looking at you like, well, AFCON ain't that important. So maybe you can do this again in the next 2 years or 2 years after that. Maybe you can do that again. Now other clubs are going to be looking at their players thinking, why couldn't you do what Onana did? Yeah. We're in trouble. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no. And playing for your country should be the highest honour.
It's not the first time either with Onana, because he had issues the last time. Yeah.
He's a coward.
You can't be doing that. And the thing is, I was going to say, maybe even I can understand. It's not even like he was central to United.
He's not. No.
As in, the United fans would have paid for that taxi or whatever, would have contributed to the flight for him to go earlier. He's not in good form. Mm-hmm. He's awful, like, they don't need him. There's no reason why he needed to stay. I just think his ego is...
Yeah, that's it.
Got it for me? He was having a really bad game in his opening match for Cameroon. And then he had the audacity to go, what, halfway and advise a free kick taker.
An attacking free kick.
What are you doing?
That guy has no self-awareness. Like, he's...
Their teammates are better than me, boy.
He's not on the same planet.
Way better than me. He's in La La Land. Speaker, man.
So, lastly, before we wrap up, I wanted to kind of have a look to the next international tournament that's going to come up, and that is the Euros. And I think there is a little bit of a spicy competition going on in terms of the England 23 and also the 11. Mm. Who kind of starts those games? I know that England have an interesting manager at the forefront, but I think the midfield area is going to be quite interesting, and those attacking options. You have, obviously, Saka's not in great form, but he's definitely going to make the plane.
Mm. Of course.
I think there is it's a question mark over Marcus Rashford, in my personal opinion.
I still think he makes the plane.
He makes it. Yeah. I think he makes the plane.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that we're not talking about a rational manager. We're talking about a waste.
Yeah, I think we have to. Do you want us to answer what would we do or what do we know? Yeah.
It's just by default, he just goes.
Unfortunately, there's no form or whatever in that man's mind. It's all about his core people, and he dips in and out when he can. But when it comes to that 23 that get on that plane, there are certain names that we know that they're going. There are certain names that used to be shoo-ins, a la Mason Mount, who will not.
Mm. You don't think so?
I think he can't justify it now.
Just say if he has a very good second half of the season.
Can't justify it.
For Mason to get onto the plane, Mason has to, one, be fit in the next couple of weeks. Mm. And two, he has to light up that Man United side.
He has to be the best player in the Premier League.
Because it's been too long now.
I thought it was only out for a month.
No. I'm not talking about him too long for him being out. I mean, too long that he's not been.
And there are too many players that can play in his position. Mm. They're ahead of him now. Yeah. Like, there are just too many, I think. Like, because if you go, not even the top of that list, if you go towards the bottom and you're Conor Gallagher's and those type of debatable ones, is Conor Gallagher's form going to drop off a cliff to that point where you think, oh, I'm going to have to take Mason instead? I just can't see that happening.
I don't think so.
Do you think that Jordan Henderson makes this?
No.
if Jordan Henderson, he'll
go. I think now he's gone to Ajax.
He'll go.
Yes, because that fits the agenda.
He's going.
Oh, no, he ain't going.
I think he's going. I don't think he's going.
I feel like public perception as well. Like, let's be real. The public don't really like him at the moment. So I don't think they get behind him. I don't think Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's going to rebuild the PR out in Ajax.
Do you know what? I'm getting picked. I think Jordan Henderson is.
Then they're going to tell us we need it for you.
He's such an Agbaya. Like, he's actually like. he really is. You are at Ajax with children. This is a place where kids are brought up from the academy to be great, and you, as a 30 plus man, have gone to Ajax to come and steal some shine so you can get into the England team. No, Southgate, leave him at home.
We know why he hasn't come back.
Leave him at home. Isn't Harry Kane enough of a leader? Isn't Harry Kane enough of a leader?
No, he's going to say that he's going to the same.
This is why Connor Cody gets picked.
All these people for leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. They take Harry Maguire.
If Eric Dier has a good second half of the season at Bayern Munich, he's back on the table.
They're good in the dressing room.
Nah, take Harry Maguire, man. Take Harry Maguire. We're fine. We're good.
Calvin Phillips?
No.
I think if Calvin has a good season at West Ham,
if he does what Jesse Lingard did, the Euros were too late for Jesse Lingard. If he does what Jesse Lingard did, I think he goes.
I think Calvin
above Ward-Prowse. Yes.
And I'm not saying that is deserved, but Southgate don't see it for James Ward-Prowse.
I feel like he doesn't rate JWP enough. And it irks me. Like, it bothers me because I feel like a career not having an impact in that England team, James Ward-Prowse, best free kick taker in England that England has ever produced.
It's not even just that. It's like when he plays where he's meant to, and I admit that, like, David Moyes has done a little bit of tinkering with our midfield, but when JWP plays where he's meant to, I think he's good.
And leadership, if we're going with those.
Leadership.
The other two
names I wanted to discuss, because I think they should be shoo-ins, but with this manager, you never know. It's Cold Palmer.
Sorry, can you call him by his government
Cold
name?
Cold Palmer.
That's not the name that's going to be on the list.
Cold Palmer.
And Bowen.
And I think they should both be there.
Bowen for sure.
Bowen, it depends on the
disrespect. Can you see the disrespect? You have to put it up when you haven't been here.
Why am I
here? Bowen for sure.
What? He's been really good.
I mentioned two names.
I was going to get on to Palmer. I think he should go too, actually.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're already coming for me before I finish.
Sorry.
Who's kissing Donny Dyer?
He's shagging Donny Dyer.
No, we're feminists here. I don't want to say shagging.
We're toning it down. That's my favourite words.
Shagging.
Anyway.
Go for a shag today.
I think that's
going for it.
He's ovulating again. Going for. Bowen is, again, another one of them players where I think he's very good, and I really want him to have a really good second half of the season as well.
To
show, like, you have no choice. I think he makes it on the plane. I don't think he gets many minutes.
But do you think because obviously Ivan Toney is back. How do you think that will...
I think Toney's inclusion would depend on whether Callum Wilson's hamstring is attached at the time that the squad is being picked. Personally,
no. I think
Ollie Watkins is the number two, and the third choice is Toney or Callum Wilson.
I make you right,
or Nketiah.
So
come on now.
Well, I just want to be inclusive.
Should remember.
So kind.
I have Saka in it.
So you think Bowen is not part of that conversation, so he will get a spot anyway?
No, yeah. I don't think he'll get a spot anyway. But I think
he should.
He should. I think, one, I think he should.
It's hard. 22 is not that many players.
Yeah. I think there was enough yelling before, and again, his first half of this season up until like December, he was scoring in every away game. Like, he's had a really great season, but again, he's one of them fringe players. And my issue is that Gareth Southgate, again, like we already said, it's not about form. It's about, he's got a core group and there are people that dip in and out, and it's about numbers. So if there are too many right wingers on the plane, he don't get there. I personally think he makes it on the plane, but again, I don't think he plays much.
I have a question. Reece James, how long is he out for?
He's not making it. He's back in March.
Because I think it could be interesting how many right backs he takes, because he could take Trent as a midfielder.
Which I think he will.
Yeah, and that will take a place from someone else.
So. Reece James is not. You don't think not he's making it?
I personally, really? I think he does.
He's not. I don't think he is. I don't think he even comes back by March. That's just me. I think maybe he comes back towards the end of April, beginning of May. By that time, it's too late. I don't think Reece James makes it, which is sad. But
interesting, you think that that's too late?
What, April, but, May?
Yeah, no, because there have been times in the past where, you know, people like your Rooney's, your Beckham's, people have come back late in season.
That's Rooney and Beckham.
I hear you, but like, depends. You never know.
And I also think there is still a debate, because I think he's going to get take Trippier either way.
Oh, yeah, Trippier is 100%. Yeah. He's going
for
the leadership. Sorry.
Leaders!
There are some people, like, it doesn't matter what their form is, he'll take
Does Harry Maguire go?
Yeah, of course he does.
To be honest,
you know, we have slandered Maguire deservedly, because he hasn't been in the best form. I actually think there's not a lot of centre-back choice.
Which is boring.
Isn't there?
There aren't that many centre backs who are. I'm saying not from my personal opinion, but he ain't taking like a Tomori.
Yeah.
Over Maguire.
Or he's just not doing
it. Yeah, like he's. Like, oh, actually, I think Mark Gray. I think Mark
Gray.
He's now in the club.
Yeah, he's in the crew now.
I don't know why Gomez ain't even in the frame.
Maybe
Gomez has looked really good recently. Very good. I've been happy for him.
Yeah. If Gomez goes, Cole goes.
I think Cole does go.
Yeah.
I think Cole goes.
Gomez is more versatile than Cole. I think you have
right,
to think about people who can
center.
Also
fill
in
but Gomez...
Cole can also play left-back, apparently. Anyway, this is obviously going to be something that we're probably going to come back to.
James Maddison, man.
Oh, yeah, James Madison's going, huh?
Of course.
That's why I think if he's fit and gets back into form, somebody like a Cole Palmer could drop out for James Maddison. Personally, there's only so many of those type of players that
Grealish,
you're going to take in the squad.
Grealish as well.
Oh, Grealish will go.
Yeah, Grealish will go. Foden will go. So that's what I'm not saying. I think based on if you had to pick the squad today, Cole Palmer should be on that plane. If you get to the end of the season and those type of players and they're all fit and they're all in form, Cole Palmer starts falling down the pecking order because he hasn't been as integrated.
But this is why
yet.
I think that the Bowen versus the Wilson versus the Ollie Watkins, it's one of the three that one of those three or two of those three don't make it.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying he should, and I'm not sure. But if he does make it, then he doesn't necessarily make it onto the pitch as much. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting about Madders because he obviously made it into the last couple of squads, but there was a really long time he was in the wilderness and he was not making it.
The Spurs moves has helped him because I feel like there's the category of club that you can. Where you stop becoming debatable. And I think if Bowen was at Spurs or whoever, he would stop becoming debatable. He would just be in the squad.
Mm. But I also think personality-wise, I don't think Southgate likes Maddison. It's kind of like Grealish.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually likes Grealish, but it was so over-compelling that he couldn't not take him. But
where
I think
are we getting this from, though?
Because he basically said it. He basically alluded to it. He talked about personalities and meshing personalities, talking about, oh, we've got a good group and there.
He basically said that Grealish is tactically inept. He's basically not said those precise words. But he has mentioned numerous times that he doesn't... The defensive side of Grealish's game is non-existent.
I would love to continue talking about this. And as I said, we're probably going to come back to this as the season develops. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. It's been amazing to have you all. Really good panel today. So please follow us at GoldDiggersUK on Twitter, GoldDiggersUK_ on Instagram. And that's it. See you later.
TikTok and LinkedIn.
Oh, TikTok and LinkedIn. It's always at GoldDiggersUK.
Yeah.
GoldDiggersUK.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.